Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Prince Saud al-Faisal, said today that Iran turned over 16 members of al-Qaeda to Saudi Arabia in June. On ABC News this morning, he praised the Iranians for their cooperation.
Their cooperation with us has been very, very important and very significant in fighting this terrorism.
He said the men were detained after fleeing Afghanistan. In an interview with the Washington Post, Saud said his government wants to see Osama bin Laden and his followers prosecuted, and that any intelligence gathered from them during interrogation would be passed on to the U.S. He also said a recent Pentagon briefing that labeled Saudi Arabia an enemy of the U.S. was ridiculous. Joining us now from London is journalist and Middle East analyst Hajir Taymourian. Mr. Taymourian, what do you make of these statements by the Saudi foreign minister?
I think I shall reserve judgment for the time being until we know whether, for example, these 16 are important at all. For example, if they are foot soldiers, their information may be worthless. And also, I expect they will not allow the Americans to interrogate them. I think the Saudis are doing it because both of these countries have had very bad press in the United States recently, and they are worried what's President Bush might be planning for them. Remember that these 16, according to Prince Faisal, were handed over by Iran 2 months ago. And therefore, it may not be coincidence why suddenly we are being told about their handing over.
The Saudis say they're going to interrogate these al-Qaeda operatives and then pass on the information to the United States. Why not just let the U.S. direct access to them?
They would say that to allow foreign power to interfere in their judicial processes would be a violation of their sovereignty. It would be humiliating for them.
Do you think the Saudis would vet any information?
I would not be at all surprised if they did, because we know that there have been, for example, many influential Saudis who have been financing al-Qaeda. If during the interrogations the names of some of these influential Saudis came to light, for example, obviously the Saudis would not want the Americans to know it.
And what about Iran? What would Iran have risked internally by handing over these al-Qaeda suspects?
Nothing at all. The decisions of this sort are taken by the hardliners, who are the dominant power in Iran. The reformists under President Khatami are virtually powerless. Many of President Khatami's closest advisers are in jail. He is being described by even some Iranian newspapers as the opposition leader. So it is the hardliners who made this decision, and they also have been shaken recently by the tough talk coming from America.
So they too are looking to get into better graces with the United States.
Very much so. And they're also trying to please the Saudis, because Prince Saud al-Faisal was in Tehran earlier this month, and both of them are opposed to any American action against Saddam Hussein. And therefore, they are also aiming this action to reduce the chance of American intervention in Iraq.
What do you think the American response should be to today's announcement by the Saudis about the al-Qaeda operatives?
They should say this is a step in the right direction, but we want these people in Cuba at our base there together with the other suspects so that we can interrogate them in good time.
Hajir Taymourian is a journalist and Middle East analyst. He joined us from London. Thank you very much.
Great pleasure.
A spokesman for the State Department said today the department had seen the media reports and has no official comment.